Let's sing number 84 in the same books. 84. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. For his name alone is high. We praise him this morning. This is from Psalm 148, even though it says Psalm 16. It's Psalm 148, number 84.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars and light. Praise him, O ye heavens above.
And the glory is exalted.
Please be seated. Hallelujah. I guess you can tell I really like this song. I'm so glad it found its way into this songbook. And as I've said other times, I noticed the psalmist was very tactful. If you look in Psalm 1, if you look at this song, you say there's something missing. They left a group out. And then you look in the psalm and you see it's not there either. There is no such thing in Psalm 148 as an old lady. It's only young men and maidens, aged men and children. So perhaps there is no such thing. When we first started singing, it sounded like we weren't all singing. I thought maybe the old ladies were feeling slighted. I don't know. But remember, there is no such thing. Right? There is no such thing. Yeah. And look at that. We said the other night, didn't we, how, or was it the other day, how we're joining in a great company when we praise the Lord. Throughout the whole earth, people are praising God on His day. Today, and then in heaven, they're worshiping the Lord, and then you have all nature. In fact, they only get along to us in the end of the third verse. I see kings of earth and all ye people, princes, great earth's judges, all praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. How wonderful it is that we all can join in the praises of our great God. He has touched our hearts and made us to know something of His greatness and His glory. And He's awakened in our hearts a desire to just bow our hearts and worship and exalt His name. Thank You, Lord, for this morning. Thank You for this day. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for Your greatness and Your majesty, Your glory. Thank You for Your kindness and Your mercy and grace. Thank You that we can worship You today in spirit and in truth, because the way has been made for us to come into Your very presence by the blood of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that we can draw near. We thank You for this wonderful time that we've been having here. You've given it. It's something You have done. And we just pray that on this day You will help us to yield ourselves to You, spirit, soul, and body, to yield ourselves to You. We present ourselves to You on this Your day. Lord, we are Your people. This is Your camp, and this is Your meeting this morning, and we just pray that You will have Your way today. We pray that our hearts shall be wide open to Your working, to the moving of Your Holy Spirit, to the wonderful word that we shall hear, Your word. We pray that You will work in all of us today to change us and to accomplish Your holy purpose. For Your great name's sake and for Your glory, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing that also. 32. In our hymn books. Israel. be seated.